We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Madeline DeLapp for community comment. 8 years ago when I first met Supervisor Rex Bone, to say that we didn't get along would be an understatement. He and I came from seemingly opposing sides of view. I was for the environment, and Rex, a conservative. What I didn't understand all those years ago was just how many values we shared in common, such as protecting and restoring our land for the benefit of future generations, building a strong economy, hard work, and pragmatic idealism. We are at a point in our collective political history with extreme partisanship. Both sides are digging in, shutting down, blaming, and effectively acting like poor examples of humans. It is disheartening to read the national news. Locally, with the upcoming supervisors election, we have a choice in how our community acts and chooses our representatives. I often think of our political representatives as our employees and ask myself, are they fulfilling their obligations to us, which includes being financially responsible? Are they working effectively? Are they responsive to their constituents, and do they want to keep doing the job? If yes to the above questions, why would we randomly fire our employee simply for the sake of change? You wouldn't do that with your business, so why do people think it's a good idea to do with our elected officials? What I can say is that over the years, I've had the opportunity to work with Supervisor Bone, and we've come to the table and found common ground on many issues. One of the things that I respect most about Rex is his ability to work through challenging issues with an open mind and a head for pragmatic results. Rex is a doer. From my perspective, he's the hardest working supervisor in office. He's taking calls at 5:30 in the morning and up to 10 p.m. at night. He travels back and forth to Sacramento, representing Humboldt to the rest of the state. He's served as chairman, championing rural counties through his work with RCRC, and has secured important infrastructure improvements for our roads and increasing broadband capabilities. Rex understands the system well enough to get stuff done. He was the supervisor who led the negotiations during the McKay Tract acquisition, securing a community forest for the Eureka area. He secured funding for the Arcata-Eureka Bay Trail. He's been a champion for our water rights during the Potter Valley and Trinity River negotiations, and he's the only supervisor who held the line to support the Humboldt Wind Project. Years of public service brings the realization that there are many interests competing, and to be an effective leader, it does not mean the person yelling the loudest, but instead listens the deepest. Our local politics do not need to mirror the national. We can do better. We have a reasonable and effective representative with Rex as our first district supervisor. I know who I'm voting for in March. Do you? This has been Madeline DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.